News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The European Commission will hold a road safety conference at the RDS in Dublin today as a group representing driving instructors in Ireland will highlight the ongoing dangerous practice of unsupervised learner drivers. We're joined by Dominic Brophy, Director, Professional Driving Instructors Association. Dominic, unsupervised learner drivers, is it still a major problem?
Yeah, it is a major problem, Shane. We see it ourselves every day on the roads. I'm sure you see it yourself. You know, you pull up beside a car with L plates on the front and at the back, and that person is not accompanied.
Did we not change the law that said you had to be accompanied at all times if you were a learner driver?
That's right. It's called the Clancy Amendment, and that has been in place for a good few years now. But we also see, I'm a working driving instructor myself, and you know, you could be sitting in Finglas Test Centre and you see a young man or a young lady arrive for the test unaccompanied. In she goes, or in he goes, and they do their test and they come out and they may have failed and they jump in the car, probably not in the best of form, and off they go driving themselves. And, you know, this is happening outside RSA test centres.
Is this unique in Europe?
It is unique in Europe. You know, every other country in Europe, just about, they just don't condone it. You know, it's something that's not condoned in society. Whereas here, you know, we kind of look to the left or look to the right and we see the learner driver, and it's kind of, you know, it's frowned upon, but it's accepted to a certain extent. And that's something that we have to get really real about, you know.
What is your association calling for?
Well, we're calling for a number of things, but, you know, we watched with interest the primetime show on Thursday night, and one thing that jumped out...
Most of our listeners will not have seen it. The primetime show, what did it highlight?
Well, we seen that, you know, there was no joined-up thinking. You know, they spoke to the Assistant Commissioner, Paula Hillman. She said that there was no decrease in road policing. And then they moved to the interview a few minutes later. And then the Minister, Jack Chambers, says enforcement has collapsed. The RSA is saying that they're sharing information. And then the councils around the country are saying that they're not receiving the information.
Talk to us about what your association wants to see, Dominic.
Well, we want to see a proper review of the EDT lessons, essential driver training lessons. At the moment, we are the most basic system syllabus, if you like, in Europe. We only have 12 EDT lessons, and that's it. You know, and compared to international standards and European standards, we're at a very low level of obligatory lessons.
Okay.
So we would call for that to be reviewed and for more obligatory lessons to be put in place, because we see young people dying on our roads, and we see it again in 2024. 63 people died on our roads already in 2024, and over a third of those are under 24 years of age, and we have to stop that, you know.
Some people listening this morning will take a cynical view and they'll say, of course the Professional Driving Instructors Association wants to see more mandatory hours of training because it'll mean more income for their members.
Well, it's a fair point, and, you know, it's a fair question. But the fact of the matter is, you know, if you look at international standards or if you look at Europe in general, in 2023, there was a 1% decrease in all of Europe, which is a small decrease, but it is a decrease. But we have, our road deaths have increased by 33% since 2019.
Yeah.
You know, so every other country in Europe.
And you think there's a direct correlation between the lack of formal training hours people in cars get in Ireland, yes, compared to other countries?
Yes, absolutely. You know, our system where you just have 12 obligatory hours of driving. Now, we have got a system after each EDT lesson, you're meant to have 3 hours of either sponsored driving with a family member or 3 hours with a driving instructor. But unfortunately, that's not happening. The public won't take the lessons if they're told that they don't have to.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
It's
a reasonable point. Just before I let you go, Dominic, reports suggesting that traffic light cameras will be installed nationwide by next year, so people breaking the lights will be automatically caught and automatically prosecuted. Good idea.
Yes, it is a good idea. You know, anything that's going to improve road safety and save lives, and we see that ourselves day to day, you know, you have a learner driver waiting to turn right at a major junction and you get four or five cars breaking the red light, you know, it's not proper driving behaviour. And people are speeding through lights to get home 2 seconds earlier. You know, it's ridiculous.
Dominic Brophy, Director of the Professional Driving Instructors Association. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know your take on all of that. Would it help? Would it improve things? Learner drivers, I can't believe we're still allowing unaccompanied drivers, despite the law being changed, drive on our roads. Let us know what you think of 087.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.